Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of those Friday mornings, Woods, that I'm not even sure how we're going to get it all in.
I know.
But somehow we will try.
That's what she said.
Coming up later this morning, we will be joined by our buddy Craig Elston, who's got some streaming television recommendations for us, which is good, because the last couple of weeks we've had Craig on. We've just kind of talked Padres baseball since they've been so busy. I don't know, what did you get
we
some
did,
recommendations
yeah,
last week when I was off?
We did some recos last week with Craig. He recommended one on Hulu that I've been watching about the trial of Jeffrey McDonald, Green Beret that killed his wife, blamed it on a hippie. It's good.
Speaking of recommendations, Woods has a recommendation for all of us, and we're going to have the host of a new podcast, a new baseball podcast called the Secondary Lead Podcast, and his first, basically, season, it's one of those long-form deals, is called The Rise and Fall of Ken Caminiti. Of all people to get started with, Woods, and I don't know how you found this podcast, but you have given some rave recommendations for what he has put together.
You guys, you're going to love it, man. If you're a Padre fan and you're a Cammy fan, Cammy was one of those guys for me. I did not grow up here watching him play, but I knew him and I loved him. Him and Tony. Those were my guys from the Padres that I was like, holy smokes. I played third base. Like, Cammy was it. He was what everybody wanted to be. And Craig Calcaterra, who we have on all the time, our pal, writes that newsletter. A Cup of Coffee, which I'm a subscriber. You should subscribe. It's incredible. And he recommended it in there. And I thought, Ken Caminiti, no kidding. So I went and listened to it yesterday on the drive home from work. Part one of 10 on Ken Caminiti. I was blown away. This guy knocked it out of the park. Can't wait to talk to him. His name is Joe Vasili or Vasile. I don't know yet.
Or Vasily.
We'll find out. But it's really good. So, again, the podcast is called The Secondary Lead Podcast. I listen to it on Spotify.
You know, Ken Caminiti, I think, if you don't are outside of San Diego, I mean, he's a well-known baseball player. He's an MVP, obviously, for the Padres. But I think what most people remember about Ken Caminiti is he was the first one to really open up and talk about his steroid use during his playing career, when this was first becoming a big story, and everyone was wondering, like, who's on the juice, who's not on the juice. Ken Caminiti came out, had a big Sports Illustrated cover, and discussed it. But there's so much more about Ken Caminiti, the good and the bad, the demons, the incredible toughness and intensity that he brought to the Padres there in the late 1990s, and just the person that he was and how he became that person. And this podcast kind of goes through all of it.
Oh, it's awesome. It starts at the beginning. You know, starts with his childhood. Our buddy Jono87, tweets and actually listened to the first episode yesterday, totally locked in. It left me wanting more. I can't wait for episode two, so I'm excited to talk to him.
So Joe, the host of the podcast, will be with us at 8 o'clock. And then at 8:35, and I was just going through this story, Woods, catching up.
Ooh.
I am, I'm both, I don't know, nervously anticipating this interview, dreading it a little bit.
Excited.
Kind of, but also know how important it is, and I think it's going to, you know, change some people's lives and perspectives. And Casey Stern, you might know him. You've seen him doing some of the pregame hosting, baseball on television, and then he hosts a national show, baseball show on satellite radio. His story that he is trying to get out involving his children, child abuse, you know, based on his ex's new husband or new person in his boyfriend
and
in
his
their
ex.
Life. Yeah,
yeah,
and his ex, and how he has had to go through the system and
fight
the system.
You guys,
if you can read that story without crying, yeah, you don't have a soul.
Well, you had I had some tears when I read it the other day, and it was one of those things where I wrestled with myself. Should we get him on? Would he be insulted if we asked him to come on? But he's got this foundation that he started that is extremely important. One of those interviews that you look forward to doing because you know it's so important, but you know it's going to be very hard to get through. Paulie, great job getting him locked in. I'm anxious
to
talk to
him. If we didn't see him promoting Operation Exhale, we wouldn't have reached out.
Of course.
And
of
I
course.
Texted him. I said, look, I'm hesitant to reach out,
yeah,
but I see you're talking about it. We want to support this cause that you
absolutely
have. We want to get people involved. We want to help out.
So the story, we retweeted the story. If you want to read the story before you hear from Casey, it's at Ben and Woods. We'll give it another retweet too, coming up at 8:35. But it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable.
I guess you'd think that as a parent, you'd be able to stop,
yes,
you know, the abuse. You'd do anything to stop it. And he would as well. But he found out that even the lengths that he was willing to go to, like, you know, even trying to break the law to stop,
yes,
the abuse of his children, still couldn't go far enough, that the legal system could not help him enough to really stop what was going on. It's terrifying. If you're a parent, it's almost hard to try to even imagine yourself in his shoes. Because
yeah,
it's that painful sounding.
Yeah, give him a follow, too. He's at Casey Stern. He retweeted it from his account this morning, the Andrew Marchand piece that came out a few days ago. And holy smokes, you guys, it's it's going to be a tough one to get through. But that's how we're going to end the week on it shouldn't be, I don't want to call it a down note, but it is going to be a serious, serious interview because it's such a serious situation.
So we'll also try to have some fun in around it.
Yes, we will.
Flubs of the week will be right before that. We'll have Ben Reed's wrap. So like I said, it is an absolute jam-packed show, especially coming up here in the second half. But it's not like we don't have a busy first hour here, real or fake. Everything to get to, don't do this. And right now, we turn things over to executive producer Paul Reindel to get today's edition of the Reindel Report.
You're listening to the Reindel Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
Sex-o-sex, Paulie.
Sex-o-sex. How about that? So were you guys watching Thursday Night Football last night?
I did.
Really? I watched the comeback by the Eagles at the end.
See, I watched
the
first half, and then I watched the play.
I had little to no interest when I saw that
play.
It was the Giants and the Eagles. If you missed it, Carson Wentz and the Eagles, they did it again. They came back late in the game, and they beat the Giants 22-21, kind of put themselves in the driver's seat of the NFC East, which is not saying much. After struggling for most of the evening, Wentz led a pair of touchdown drives late in the fourth quarter. That put the Eagles ahead. And look, the absolute play of the game, though, the highlight or low
highlight, light, low light,
however you want to call it. You're going to see this.
This
one
will
for
challenge
years.
The butt fumble in New York football lore.
Great call.
Going
yes.
forward.
Great call, Benny.
Daniel Jones, quarterback for the Giants, not running back. And this 80-yard run, here's Ian Eagle on the Westwood One call. You heard it right here.
I mean, great fake. Everyone goes the other way.
Oh, it was a beautiful play call.
Like, amazing.
But they're playing to the scouting report. Shotgun formation. Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes. Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8.
Who's his partner?
It's Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker killed me last. I mean, I was rolling. I said, that's amazing.
Ross Tucker was all of us.
So you
in
call
that
so in baseball, we call those the sex legs. That's why you don't do that before a game. Because you got to score from first on a double, and you hit third base, and your legs get wobbly, and you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. So you had the sex legs. And that somebody tweeted, That 15-yard line made a nice open field tackle there. I mean, the sniper got him. Every cliche you could have.
Eagles' best defender is a picture of the 20-yard line.
So good.
You guys are missing the best part, though. You completely glossed over the best part of
what?
It.
What?
He's got a huge hole!
Come on.
You know, I thought about what it must be like to have nothing but grass in front of you, but knowing I'm not the fastest guy on the field, and you can't really see behind you, and you're just trying to run faster and faster, like you're being chased by some of the scariest monsters out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, linebackers, defensive backs, they're coming.
Yes.
They could be right behind you,
they
ready
weren't.
To absolutely take you up, but you don't know that.
He's got a huge hole!
And I almost got in his head a little bit as well, like, why? How come no one's tackled me yet? And he just kept trying to go faster and faster.
He's got
please,
a huge
please don't
hole!
Catch me, and then just completely stumbled over his own legs.
I'm dead, dude. It's that now that thank you, Ian Eagle. That will be in Ben and Woods history forever.
He's got a huge hole.
I'll play it one more time, the full thing, so you guys can hear Ian Eagle, of course, and then listen for Ross Tucker dude.
It's just
so
loses it.
Damn, funny.
It's so good.
But they're playing to the scouting report. Shotgun formation. Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes. Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him.
Nope.
And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8.
That laugh is so cutting. It's like when your wife, it's like when I trip and my wife laughs at me. It's just a cutting laugh. It just cuts through the soul, you know?
Now, the Giants ended up losing by a point. They did score the touchdown on that drive later, so he can go ahead and at least have some peace of mind. That
thank God.
That play didn't cost them the game. I thought it was over. They scored with about 6 minutes to go, went up by double digits, and Giants have got this one, and then the Eagles came back. Quick pop quiz, though, before we move on. What's a better record, Woods? 2-4 Ooh. Or 2-4-1, which is what the Eagles are now? Cowboys are 2-4. The Eagles are 2-4-1.
It's got to be 2-4-1, right?
That's right.
But
two,
why?
4-1.
Because they've played another game.
If it was 4-2 and 4-2-1, then the 4-2 would be better. Because for a winning team, a tie is actually a worse result. But for a losing team, a tie is actually a better result. So that gives them the slight edge over the Cowboys right now in the NFC East.
You learn something new every day on Ben and Woods. Like he's got a huge hole.
Oh, my God. That.
Thank you for that, Paulie. Great.
Thank you, Ian Eagle.
Great ears.
He's got a huge hole.
All right.
It's going to be in the tournament of drops. So.
Absolutely. So I got an email yesterday. Here's what it said. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, Holiday Bowl officials announced that the 43rd annual game will not be played this December. The decision was made by a unanimous vote of its board of directors. Holiday Bowl CEO Mark Neville, we've had him on the show a few times,
yep,
he said,
"Great dude.
This has been the most difficult decision our board has ever had to make since our bowl game started in 1978. While it's not the decision we wanted to make, it's the right decision for our nonprofit association and the community for the long term."
That sucks, man.
The mission of the San Diego Bowl Game Association is to generate tourism and economic benefit for the San Diego region by presenting one of the nation's most exciting and popular postseason college football games, the Holiday Bowl. Over the last decade, the effort has averaged $31 million in economic benefit and more than 28,000 hotel room nights annually for the San Diego area. The Holiday Bowl plays in late December, of course, which is typically the slowest tourism period for San Diego. So it's supposed to be that boost during the slow time, the slow season here in town. And just with everything going on, they had to pull the plug on it.
Yep. I mean, they're knocking down the stadium.
Well, you probably weren't
going
to be able to have fans.
Right.
At the game.
Have fans.
Yeah, you can't use the stadium that's getting knocked down. There was just too many things conspiring against the game this year.
Yeah.
Woods.
I mean, I saw people like really mad about it, and I understand that. But what were they going to do? Maybe a Petco or something? I don't know. It's a bummer.
I think the future of the game, what I'm hearing, is at Petco, but it's not. You can't play a football game there yet. They'd have to do some slight modifications to make it fit on the Petco Park Diamond. There's no, like, full 120-yard stretch where you could put end zones all the way, both ways. So they'd have to do some modifications to make it work, and they may do that before next year's game. But yeah, I just ESPN could have maybe stepped up, as they pay or whatever. Actually, they're not even on ESPN; they were on Fox Sports 1 to try to put it on just on TV and put it at a little stadium like USD or something. But that doesn't really look like a bowl game.
No,
that's what you do either. It's not the pomp and the the prize for the kids to have fun, to just come and be stuck in your hotel room with no events. You can't do the SeaWorld. You can't take them to the zoo. You can't do any of that. And then make them play a game just for TV money. That's not right either. So I actually applaud this decision by the SDCCU Holiday Bowl.
He's got a huge hole.
And finally, I thought of you both when I saw this, because, well, you're old. Atari crashes the PS5 party with a brand new console. You guys remember the Atari?
Very well. One
blast
stick,
from the past.
One red button. It's all you needed.
So PlayStation is going to have some competition this November when they're going up against Atari's new game console. Unlike the original Atari, though, which went on sale first in 1977, the new Atari VCS comes with a raft of new technology to make it 2020 ready, including getting the games in 4K HDR. Which I don't even really know how
that is.
I mean, it's very good quality. The Atari VCS's improvements over the original console also include the addition of an Atari modern controller, which looks more like an Xbox or a PlayStation controller.
Boo.
Now, I don't know. I couldn't get confirmation. I think you'll get the joystick and the controller.
Now, I bought the, when that Nintendo came out, the little small one, that had all the old games. I bought that. I way overpaid for it. And then my buddy Jack, who you may know him as Jacksaw, borrowed it, and that was about 3 years ago, and I haven't seen it since. So he basically has commandeered that. But it was cool. You had Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Excitebike, all that stuff that we grew up playing, Benny. But
broke my back.
The original games, though, the Atari games, like the way back at the beginning, Missile Command, Space Invaders,
yep.
Asteroids, those were the ones that I remember. There was a game, an E.T. game, that was actually kind of hard to play and confusing. But I remember that one as well.
Donkey Kong.
Yes. Joust was one
Joust,
of my favorites when
turd.
It came out.
I hated that game. I loved Joust. I hated Joust. Shocker.
You had to have the high ground on Joust.
Did not like Joust.
But yeah, I definitely remember my Atari.
May I submit a bonus on a Friday?
Sure.
Woods actually knows what's coming up because he just sent it to me. Would you guys like to hear the Fox Deportes call of the Daniel Jones?
Yes, please.
Run.
Yes, please.
I have
yes,
not
please.
Heard this yet.
I haven't either.
I'm
can't
just
wait.
Pulling this up.
Va por tierra otra vez, pero el engaño es con Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones se quiere ir. Se puede ir. Y se fue. No. Se cayó. Se tropezó. Vio la zona festiva y estaba celebrando.
No.
So he good. Could go.
No. Fantastic. Sent to me by our pal Corey. Thank you, Corey, for that.
Oh, my God.
So good.
This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart and all of our guests. Of course, I'm Ben and Woods, appear on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, SDCCU Online, and mobile banking. Let's do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Coming up, we've got our daily ditty. Who gets to choose?
That's mine
today. It's a Woods Day.
Yep.
Little ditty.
We get deep into a song, and then we've got our pest of the week and a lot to get to, including some Padres news coming up here at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that. Right now, let's get a check of traffic at 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.